So what you come off the bitumen, you're going to turn right before the railroad that crosses the bitumen. And this is the road that we want people to travel to the Nuruwana community. It's a better road. It's safe. The permits required on this road you get from the visitor center anyway. So it takes you into the community. And that's what we want people to do, to start meeting up with the community. That's where they'll pay their entrance to Gregory's Gorge.
Why is there a need for a change?
I want to show you the terrible environmental damage that's occurred over the last couple of years, you know. And we're not going to point fingers at anyone. It's because, we've realized that our environment is very, very important to us. It's important to the Indabani people, especially on caring for country. And we just want to make sure that this wonderful, wonderful environment of the Fortescue River is maintained in a pristine way.
When we reach the Nuruwana community, we're greeted by the rangers. It's a brand new program there, so new in fact, that their headquarters is still being built. Once they're all trained up, they'll manage their lands, but they'll also provide a stopping point for tourists on their way to Gregory's Gorge.
The experience up here in Edubani country, it's upcoming. So further down the track, when we establish our office and establish a bit more and of gaining more projects and more money for the ranger program.
While Ranger Kingsley's telling us about the program, a four-wheel drive with a kayak on the top pulls into town. Chris and his partner Robiny have travelled from Melbourne.
We've just come up here because we found out about it from the tourist centre in Karratha. We asked where we could see things around the local area, and they said because we're interested in Aboriginal art and things like that, natural areas, they told us about Gregory Gorge, so we got a map from them, which was pretty reasonable, and we found our way here.
So what are you hoping to find out here?
Rock art, hopefully. Just the other side of the gorge. We've been into Millstream, so it'll be nice to see the other end of the gorge. And just have a look at the environment.
Saying farewell to the tourists and the Nuruwana rangers, we head on our way to Gregory's, and then I get to see how the popularity of Gregory's has taken its toll.
That is just not acceptable. I mean, this is a very sensitive site.
So, Mark, we've just stopped by the pipeline and we're heading down to Gregory's Gorge.
Yeah,
now
we're turning right down to Gregory's Gorge, which is about 25 km, and I've just stopped at this entrance part. And what you can see is absolutely, it's an absolute serious case of environmental destruction. I mean, this just tells us that, you know, there's no respect for the environment here.
So what do you think people have been doing here? This is obviously four-wheel drives.
Oh, it's become a mud driving range for 4x4s, and we're gonna pull this all right. We're gonna regravel this piece of road, and we're gonna brush all these open sites. This is very sensitive soils that we're on. We're going to take the sign from where it is, and we're going to bring it right up to where we're standing with a pay point shelter, and a proper little entrance gate. So, and the road will be regraveled.
After some twists and turns, stream crossings, and pretty hairy climbs, we finally reach our destination, Gregory's Gorge.
Well, we're walking down the centre part of the Fortescue River. We've got the river flowing on our right side and our left side. And this is just a beautiful example of a paper bark forest, which is one of our major riverine trees. But in between, you can see there's some awesome looking palm trees, and they're the native ones. That's the Pilbara palm or Millstream palm. And then, fortunately, we didn't have a huge impact on the date palm coming out here. But we have, unfortunately, on 12.5 kilometres of this river. Not far from where we're standing, we're busy treating Parkinsonia, which is one of our major projects at the moment.
This is all a part of your bigger picture, of course, and you want people to be able to come here and also pay a nominal fee to be able to use this area. They haven't paid in the past to come and camp at Gregory Gorge. How do you think the public is going to take, particularly locals, to the idea that they now have to pay a fee?
Well, so far, we've had locals coming in here and just full of praise that we've been able to secure the system or put into place a payment system. And I must be honest, people feel, we've got some real conservation environmental management taking place. This is a place we've been here for years. Families have been here for years. Suddenly, wow, you know, Gregory's Gorge is being properly managed. and people are excited about it. And the money that we, the bit of income that we make from that goes back into Nuruwana's coffers, and from that, our rangers are paid, and suddenly you've got people that are now feeling part of a bigger picture, and some of that money will also be used for other management projects.
Why is it so special to the Injibandi people?
This place where we're standing in the heart of this country, the Fortescue, is the core from which the Indibanji got their language and their stories and their song. And that's why it's so significant. And we have to keep this place healthy. And that's hence the rangers being skilled up to look after their country and make it healthy again.